plug.
Oh my god.
You so can wait, bleep it if you want. We may need to bleep that, but
it's up to you.
I'm comfortable this is what putting I that say. Information out.
Wow. Allegedly.
That is a lawsuit coming our
why,
way.
Why, Eric, did you not want to bring that up?
I literally think we should cut this because I think it was like a big deal to like shut it down and there was like legal action to
just bleep it. Just bleep it and move on. Okay. Let's move on. We never talked about it.
Let's restart it. Let's restart it now.
All right. Let's restart
Three.
It. All right.
I mean, there's no way that, I mean, if we get into a lawsuit with him, like that would be fun. I mean,
we can't get lawsuited because how fun it's bleeped out. Be.
Right.
That's right.
It's Julio, fully bleeped
you,
out.
Can you bleep it out, please?
Bleep out. Plug. Bleep out everything.
Okay.
Stop saying it now, please.
All right. But I just want to commend Jack for his fearless podcasting demeanor and attitude towards the world. I really respect that.
That's awesome,
I
bro.
I speak truth to power like Matt Lauer.
If you don't know, wow. We teased something on the Patreon episode, and it was quite a
let's move on.
Well, I'll just say we said we were gonna say something and then we didn't, and it's like that's so annoying.
And now we haven't said it again.
All right. But
all right.
Anyways, just know that we have some earth shattering celebrity gossip that we can't talk
and
about.
Justin Timberlake has Lyme disease. We can talk about that.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Okay.
He has revealed, you guys all saw the videos from his tour, where he's not putting that effort in that he used to. He's letting the crowd sing. He's putting the mic down on the ground, and he's got no swag left.
Dude, I watched that clip. Jane sent me the clip of him having the audience sing the song, and I said, "What? Why is this a viral video? You know, like who
you're
cares?
Saying? What's the issue?
What's the issue?
Because he's not singing. What are you talking? Or what are you talking about?
You're saying
apparently
like,
he's not singing
let him
any
do
of
it.
The songs.
Well, dude,
I'm just
Nate,
like,
let me put it to you this way, man. I'm sorry to interrupt.
But no,
let's
it's
say
fine.
We. What? Well, that is it. What was that? What was that? Told you.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. That's cool. What if we were podcasting and I went like this? Dude, so
right, okay. So you're saying
you see the example?
Yeah, but people don't memorize like our podcast. Well, I don't know. Maybe
no,
they do.
That's what you think, man.
A lot of people, more people than you know, are downloading the transcript from the audio and then memorizing it and then going to watch the video.
And doing
us in Madison Square Garden doing the old timey baddies episode. Everybody putting the mic out to the audience. People are saying it word
losing
for
their
word.
Minds.
That's what's fun about
sections
the live
where it's
show
like the Jack weird. Section, the Nate section, the Eric section.
Mm-hmm.
We point at them.
The Sarah Sherman section.
That would be
section.
Beautiful.
Well, imagine this. Imagine you're a nail tech in Sydney, Australia, right? And you've saved up for about 3 years to go to one concert. And it's Justin Timberlake. It's a former like childhood beloved musician who's come to town. And then you take your mom and it's supposed to be a big special night. And then it's that disappointing because he's not putting the effort in. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so
yeah,
that's
if you
how you
love
feel.
Him that much. Then you don't care.
Mm.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? You just want to be in his presence.
So mm-hmm. You're pissed off, right? You're watching this and you're going, oh my God, dude, this is probably the last concert my mom's going to fucking see. She has more diseases than anyone's ever had. And this means a lot. Me too, as well, by the way. Okay. So then you're pissed off. Then all of a sudden, Justin, what's his name? Timberlake turns to the left and you see a big black. Is that a tick? About 2 foot wide, 3 feet long. Something's sucking on the back on his back. What is that with blood dripping out the bottom? What the fuck could that be? Does he know about that?
Mm.
Well, yes, guess what? Bro. That wasn't a backup, tick. A slimy backup dancer. That was a fucking life-ending tick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just realized something. Do you have Lyme disease? Have you ever gotten checked for that?
Think about that.
To be honest,
man.
I really could see having it. Really could see having
Think
it.
About that. Oh my God.
Because it's like about, it's like
fatigue.
Fatigue is the biggest thing in your
malaise.
Swag.
Lack of energy.
A big thing. Good ideas.
Huge thing. You're like, saying
if I have it, dude,
increases
I
in girth
it.
And size.
Let's just say if I have it, I like it. And I don't want the medicine because it's going to make me type A, and I'm type.
I could really see you plowing through a disease like that and just never addressing it or never getting tested and just kind of moving on. You know what I'm saying?
I swear.
In a commendable way.
Thank you,
man.
I really think I maybe do have it.
I mean, it's pretty easy. All it takes is one tick, right? All it
takes
is one tick.
All it takes. Sucking on my blood. Well, right.
Exactly. One tick.
So prayers for him or what? Or prayers against him?
I'm trying to figure out how I feel as we say it. And I'm kind of like, bro, like, give him a break. Seriously. He got a DUI. He's turning his life around. And now you guys are coming for him in one of his lowest moments.
I'm saying give him a break.
Listen to what he said. Well, as these two incredible years come to an end and I look forward to the future, I wanted to write something from the heart. It's not an easy task to try to contextualize the whirlwind of touring, but I will try. This has been the most emotional... Oh, it's so long.
Okay.
I've been battling some health issues and was diagnosed with Lyme disease, which I don't say so you feel bad for me, but to shed some light on what I've been up against behind the scenes. Wow. But why do all celebrities have it? Why do all celebrities have
Lyme
disease?
That's what I was, because Justin Bieber has it too, right?
Does he?
It's the tick orgies. It's mm-hmm. the fucking orgies in the woods that they keep having.
Right. Maybe MK Ultra. I'm seeing a pattern here.
Seeing an extreme pattern.
They like getting sucked on so much, they're like, fuck it, I'm going to let a bug do it.
And I know ticks,
I mean,
like
you
to live
tick,
on fucking sexual islands like Martha's Vineyard.
No comment.
If you were a tick, what I'm saying is right now is that I feel like ticks have good taste. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not just biting anybody. They're going for, oh, look at that.
Wow.
Look at that fucking Justin Bieber looking guy over there. Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake. Two mm-hmm. Justins. Interesting.
Well, they're deer ticks as well, Nate. So do you think they're going for people who look the most like a deer? Skinny legs, skinny frame.
Shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Afraid.
Nice teeth. Hair. Hairline going around the whole head.
Hairline down to the nose.
Hairline down to the feet.
I love deer, man. I just... are they cuddly, though? That's my question, bro. Can you cuddle with a deer?
No, they're not cuddly. No. These things are cornered, more cornered than a motherfucking Rubik's Cube, that's for sure.
Well, maybe the male deer, you mean the elk. Yeah. Can you cuddle with a deer?
Eric's full
see what Gemini says.
You never see somebody with like a pet deer, you know?
No, that's not true.
Well, deer, I've they are it. What
I feel like,
you know.
I feel like deer, I don't know if this is out of pocket, but I feel like deer just don't have like much going on. A lot of those like grass grazing. I don't know what type of animal is that? How would you categorize a deer?
You mean like the what do they call them in antelope, like antelopes and deer?
Yeah, basically what sort of those animals that tigers will go
just
after,
munch
like
upon.
A big cat,
Roman kebabs.
Yeah, they just feel like I don't know. They feel like they just don't have much going on because
they're
eyes.
Cute,
I don't know.
Bro.
They're cute. They're cute, but.
Can you imagine taking one out with a 22? I can't.
A pistol?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
We should go hunting with fucking
with
like
pistols.
No camo on. Just just with the pistols from
Dick's
Sporting Goods.
Yeah, that's kind of fair. That's almost just like fair.
I would be unloading if I got the they were in my crosshairs. I wouldn't be one shot. It would be fucking like 40 different shots. I would make sure that thing was taken out.
Man, I don't think you could deal with the guilt, Nate. Or maybe actually, I think out of all of us, you could.
That's frightening, but I think you're right, honestly.
I think you would give the least fuck. I think Jack and I might have to write a short novel about what happened and to come to grips with the guilt of killing a deer, Jack.
I would be cracking the fucking liquid death immediately after.
The liquid death still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack, could you kill a deer?
Mm-hmm. In a situation of it's you versus me and my family, I'd have no problem killing a deer. And that's what it is. Look at most deer populations. Yeah, they're being culled. Spelled K-I-L-L. As my mother would say. They're invasive.
Right, they're, yeah.
And they fuck with your mental more than anything. They threaten suicide when you're driving on the road.
Right, dude. I don't like that about them. Reckless.
Ruthless. Mm. Meanwhile, they're eating all the berries, too. Don't try and grow a garden around a deer, because they're eating all the berries,
too.
Oh,
they'll fucking munch those berries right up.
They'll munch on your berries.
Don't let them figure out what nuts are.
Oh, my God. What do you mean?
I just feel like if deer knew what nuts were, they would be fucking having a field day with that food item.
Okay. But we are talking about celebrities today, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, TMZ. We're taking little tangents.
Right. Yeah.
What else?
What else? I don't know. Linkin Park covered My Own Summer, or whatever it's called, by the Deftones in 2013, maybe, 2011, maybe even. I don't know if that's, does that count? I thought they did a good job. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. It definitely counts.
Yeah.
Seeing Elizabeth Holmes is in the same prison as Ghislaine Maxwell.
What's Elizabeth Holmes doing there?
Oh, I'm smelling an Ocean's
working,
movie.
Getting a workout in. What are there? There's Fatar. There's like paparazzi outside of the prison yard just taking pictures of them. That's crazy.
Nate, that's your summer gig for sure.
I haven't even thought about that. Yeah.
Who's Elizabeth Holmes? She's in
she's the blood tester.
A bunch of movies, right? Who's she?
No.
She's the tech company.
She's the grifter. Which I think the Elizabeth Holmes thing, honestly, I don't know. I gotta give her a sort of some respect.
Right. She's a businesswoman.
Because I feel like a lot of people do this where I think most people in the tech startup world, they kind of like promise that a thing is going to do a thing. You're seeing it with AI right now. I feel like they're like, I don't know if this is the right word, but conflating it. Where they're like, it's amazing, like it's big, it's more advanced than you know of, but I don't think it is, you know. Maybe it is, but I think a lot of them are just like,
you think it's snake oil?
And behind the scenes, they're just like, they're in a small.
That's not conflating.
That wasn't the right word.
Right. Yeah, no, I think conflating.
What word was I thinking of?
Maybe inflating.
Inflating. Do you think it was inflating?
Yeah, well, inflating. Making it seem
bigger.
What is
conflating?
Conflating is like...
Conflating means like you're like...
You're intentionally...
Comparing one issue to your issue, but they're not the same issue.
Right. Like, yo, you're conflating my treatment of you for personal reasons when I'm it's not actually like that. It's hard to think of an example for that word. Don't put me in a spelling bee, that's for sure. I could do the spelling part, but use it in a sentence. I guess the contestants don't even have to do that. But... Yeah.
But yeah, so what... I just think that a lot of people are doing what she's doing, and she's the one who got caught. She's the sacrificial lamb.
Her technology seems sick, though. It's like one drop of blood tells you every single if you have every single disease on the planet.
I think that she would have gotten what that technology would have come out if she would have just had in a couple more months or a year or two, you know.
I know if she had a couple
billion
cook.
More dollars.
Yeah. Right. Can I say, though, I'm so sick of the little like limited series that they do on these incidents. Because, you know, there's like a Theranos limited series. There was a Uber limited series. There was a... It's enough, bro. It's enough. Put that money back into sci-fi and fantasy, please. And get us out of these... I don't want to hear stories about tech leaders. Are you kidding me? I've had it up to here. I'm not kidding you.
In terms of your entertainment substance?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Why don't we start providing alternatives then? You want to see how the Starburst was made?
No, bro. I don't care about the Hot Cheetos. I don't care about Jerry Seinfeld's dumbass fucking serial movie. He needs to be tried as a war criminal for what he's...
What do you care about, dude? Other than criticizing right other people's dreams, dude. What do you actually care about? What do you put to the world, dude?
I'm caring about less and less as life goes on. I'm just serious about that. Jesus Christ.
Well, man.
It's all a fucking game.
I feel like, Eric, you need some prayer right now.
I had too many beers yesterday at the baseball game. Mariners game. Good
How
God.
Many?
Four beers.
But they're tall. The baseball beers?
No. They make them short here. Samplers. Yeah, they were tall. Tall boys. Yeah.
Did anyone
the
knock
worst
one
hot
out
dog
of the park?
I've ever fucking had? Boiled hot dog. Yuck.
Oh.
Yuck.
Was there any homers? Was there any
triples? Not one single homer,
run-up?
Bro. There was
wow,
a double.
Are you kidding me?
There was a double.
A grand slam?
Okay.
That
here's
is
what
one
I'll
of the
say.
Most. Go ahead.
Just on the documentary tip, I watched the part one of, talk about a good documentary. It was the Adam Curtis Shifty. Have you watched this?
This is his new one.
And it's,
what is Shifty?
I haven't watched a Adam Curtis doc in a long time, but it was fucking awesome. It's about like, maybe it turns into something else, but it was about, the fall of the British industrial, like kind of the final collapse of like Margaret Thatcher and like,
oh, that sounds
that
great.
Whole, and it very much mirrors like what's going on in the United States.
You think we're a falling empire?
I think we're headed there for sure. Yeah,
I think so. I think you're right, bro. Does he narrate on this one? Because I like his voice up on those.
You know what? I don't think he does. Maybe. I don't know. I should know this. I watched it a couple nights ago. There's a lot of text on the screen, like describing situations.
You're just pausing and reading a lot.
Mm-hmm. But Margaret Thatcher is very like seems like a Trump-esque person.
She was kind of fine though. Miss Thatcher. Hello, Miss Thatcher.
Sorry,
she just seemed like
Thatcher.
A dumb Miss Thatcher. I like the way you look. Never like your politics, but I like the way you fit in that pink long dress.
But they're in the doc, there's these.
Sorry, there's these. Didn't quite.
You guys didn't really hop on that one.
No, that was good. No, I was just marveling in it. They cut away to these like house parties in the UK. Like every few, maybe every 15 minutes, they'll like go to like just a random house party of like found footage or just from. different documentaries, and it just seemed so fun. The in the 80s, going to a house party and people are just like unemployed. They lost their fucking factory job.
Smoking ciggies partying inside.
They're smoking cigs inside. Lager. They have fucking horrible hair and clothes.
I don't know why that era seems romantic to me. Like, have you guys seen This Is England?
I've heard the song. This Is America. But no, I'm sorry.
This Is America. What's the woman's version that we've watched?
This Is America. What is it? Don't.
Oh, that one is so cringy. Jesus.
The liquor goes into my cup. This Is America. Don't catch me walking around. I can't remember. I don't want to do that though much more times. What I just did.
Keep going, man. Keep trying to find it.
I'll do it two more times. Maybe This Is America. Don't catch you climbing up. I feel like that was one of the words she did. But I don't
think
care.
She says it's, like, wage gap. Don't catch me having a wage gap.
Yeah, it was like the feminist, This Is America, the white feminist.
Right. White's only feminist, This Is America.
And she's conservative. I can't remember
what her name
is.
That's Amy why Cohen. We can make fun of it, dude.
Right.
It's exactly. Oh, man. I got the pictures of the fucking deer pulled up. You know, you might not be able to cuddle with a deer, but you could definitely cuddle with a cow.
I did that yesterday.
You cuddled Cohen.
Say what?
Yeah.
Carne? You cuddled with a cow?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty
How'd
much.
How'd that feel, man?
That felt so good, man. If I was a therapist, I would say, you can tell me your problems if you want, but I have the cure to anything. And that is letting your hand feel the pulse of a cow. Letting it see a chicken. Letting it see a bunny. Yeah, this is my way of saying that it's a spoiler for what gave me joy as well. But yeah, I went to a carnival yesterday up here in upstate New York. And yeah, there was a lot of awesome animals. And the animals, guys, I'm serious. The animals had won many awards. I saw a bunch of eggs that said good. They won an award for being good. Little ribbon. Bunch of animals named Peter and Winston and shit.
Peter, Winston, wow. Classic names.
That must feel good to be an animal that's like award winning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't like look
not
like
many
it
animals
good.
Get to.
Well, what's his name from Charlotte's Beautiful Web?
Babe?
No, it's not Babe. That's what
Elmer.
I...
Wilmer.
No, what's the pig from?
I'm trying, man. I don't know. What you're talking about. I'm trying. I just can't remember.
Babe? Did you say Babe?
Yes. Yeah, we just said Babe. Okay.
Was it Wilmer?
Wilbur, bro. Wilbur?
Oh, I told you.
Wilbur.
Help
they
me,
need
man.
A Oscars for animals. Every category is a different animal. It takes
they do,
like
man.
A whole wow. month to get through it. Best mm-hmm. fucking
sad.
Komodo dragon. The nominees are
mm-hmm. best sea anemone.
Mm-hmm.
Best. Have you guys ever? What the fuck is a sea anemone, by the way? You ever put your fist
not
in that thing?
Not too many people. I don't. Yeah.
And it sucks on it.
Yeah. No. I don't know about that stuff.
At a certain point, like we can't think of these things as living creatures because they're too weird, bro. They're outside of my understanding of what consciousness is.
Right. Right. I don't fuck with those. The strange water creatures. Yeah, they're too mysterious for me to wrap my head around. I just can't even think about it.
When are you going to face your fear of snorkeling? Because every time we go, you just dip out. You don't want to come. You make up some excuse. Lyme disease. Sorry, guys. Can't snorkel today. Having a flare up.
I am weirdly, I would say, more afraid of the ocean than the average person.
Would you rather be in a boiling ocean or a hot? I'm sorry, man. Let's move on.
A boil Well, I'll just right off the bat, I'll choose the hot version of it rather than the boiling.
The fuck, man. Would you, man? I fuck with the ocean. It's so
you,
huge.
How many calculations are going on in your head with the?
It's
would
too
you
many
rather
to where you... I can't process a sentence that it could be recognized by you. But if I went to a university, Georgetown University or something, they'd know what I'm thinking about. Man, what'd you have for, what are you, bro, what's going on with you, man? I haven't spoken with you in over a week.
Because of our falling out. I know. Of our fall. Yeah. It's tough to go through such a personal battle with you off camera, off podcast, and then have to,
right,
you know, put the smile on your face. Everything's right, good. We got a podcast, man.
Well, think about it's how hard weird. It is for me. I saw you crash out at the fucking brewery at the fucking.
That you was filmed to it too.
Well, I filmed it to show you it. how pathetic you look. Throwing glasses.
Crash out at the brewery. Yeah.
At the microbrewery. When did Crash Out become? Crash Out is so firmly in the vernacular now.
I feel like it's the streamers, but they use it so flippantly. Like when somebody crashes out, their definition of that is like, oh, I'm just a little off kilter,
a little
right
upset.
Now.
Yeah,
crashing out is having a fucking like
meltdown,
bipolar meltdown
mm-hmm.
in public. All right. Yep. Let's put on some respect on the word crashing out. All right.
Crash out. Remember the bagel guy? The 5-foot
bagel.
Bagel guy?
Boss.
Bagel Boss.
Oh my God. Yes.
You know he died? You know Bagel Boss died. Bro.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Bagel Boss is dead.
Wait, have you seen his other YouTube videos that he made after his viral fame? Oh my God. I can't believe you haven't seen any of these. They're crazy.
The Bagel Boss guy suffered a stroke.
Well, I'm not saying I'm not surprised, but I want to say RIP to him. But he started like content creating. He got so. That was like the video, you know what I'm saying, for like a week or two.
Yeah.
Everyone knew the Bagel Boss. And he wanted to like keep it going. So he started making like, I think he played like the Joker and he had somebody play like Spider-Man or something. And he would make it. It's really crazy. Like if you go to his YouTube channel, he has like probably 10 videos post viral fame that are just like insane. And I remember one of them, I think is he's like picking up a sex worker in New York and
oh my God,
he's like in the car. I'm pretty sure that's a video.
Wait, and anyway, he's not dead. He's alive. He just is off social media.
Oh, what? Where'd you get that from?
Sorry. I'm on Reddit. I'm doing research.
Oh, are you talking about Bagel Boss?
Well,
having a stroke.
Of course.
Of course, I hardly we are, fucking man. Know. Thanks yeah, for asking me if I'm all right. By the way, my internet went out because this fucking Airbnb I'm fucking stuck in an upstate.
You see
New
how
York,
we move
so
on
I
seamlessly?
Give my
don't
information
try to bring attention to your L's.
Well, dude, I sometimes my L's.
What is
I
his,
need
his
help
real name?
Getting out of it. What you want don't know about the Bagel Boss stroke? I'm about to tell you a fun fact, dude. Do you guys know this, Eric? You might know this.
Chris Morgan.
Hello.
What?
The Bagel Boss stroke happened on set for a Connor O'Malley pilot.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What happened?
Well. You might not know this, but a very emotional Veronica Slowikoska, who put makeup on since the last time I saw her, and Kyle Kalinske, or no, that's a political guy, but Kyle from Ohio just walked over
Kyle
here.
Kyle Chase, bro.
They might not be
Kyle
able
Chase
to.
Kyle Chase is his last name.
They might not be
hey,
able
Kyle,
to hear
man.
You.
Breaking news.
Kyle from Ohio?
You guys
Excuse
must
me?
Know already.
Breaking news. It's my breast stink.
They smell like shit, by the way.
I'm sorry. I ate something and
Jack,
I'm not
you have to
really
move in the house.
It.
We can't see.
We can't hear you.
The internet is so bad right now.
The internet's so busted. You have to move inside.
Let's go inside. All right. All right. Forget this and hold on a second. I'm going to try and get on the Wi-Fi.
By the way, this is incredible, though.
So busted. What's up, guys? Hello, Veronica.
We can't even hear you or see what's going on, by the way. But yeah, just a amazing guest just popping in. This is just how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it goes, man. On 2G internet. Okay, so well, Nate, we gotta keep this going until the internet comes back.
Well, yeah.
So let's shout out some celebrity rumors. Naomi Campbell shuts down Ibiza in a tiny bikini, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's my article. Man, that's true. Wi-Fi I wrote that. I wrote that for TMZ.
So you were able to get it to work.
There's what I'm seeing is that there's a paparazzi in the water in the beach, like a shark popping up because they're taking pictures from deep in the ocean.
Dead ass. My Wi-Fi shout doesn't work, them,
man. Aquatic with paparazzi. That's damn. Somewhere I have not no, gotten a shot yet screwed. At the beach. What's I'm sure there's Navy tons of
no, bouncing back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We need to all go through Navy SEAL training. Isn't that something you could just sign up for?
Well, remember how I used to do that at the pool and you would make fun of me for doing that where I go down to the bottom and have my hands behind my back and my pretend
I'm
my
talking about a tied. Full boot a full boot camp. Well, that's like
damn son.
That's step one is what I was doing. Okay.
Certainly you could pay some like ex sergeant to
definitely
to like put you through like basic training, you know. I would love that. I feel like I would come out of that.
We
like,
need that.
Really funny time.
A better, I don't know. I feel like I know I'm not in sales, but I feel like that would like help me. And then
no one's gonna you know, see us. We gotta
get better at back sales, gym, bro. Then.
I'm missing the gym with you, man.
I know, dude. I've been going. Are you going at all? Are you hitting up the YMCA's? And
I'm getting steps.
Pacific Northwest.
Getting crazy steps.
That's not enough. That's not enough, man. Whatever you want. Listen, just because we're this is a wake up call for you, man.
I know. It is
20 beers at the fucking Mariners game. 20 beers. Yeah, yesterday. I don't even know what you did the day before that, but I'm assuming that.
It's just things aren't going good for me right now, man. I'm too. You know what I am? I'm too gregarious. That's a new word.
I'm too fucking gregarious
for my own good. No one's called me that, but I'm saying that's what I am. He's your age. He does. And it's leading to a beer addiction. Yeah, you know why? I thought
he was older than me. Just fucking squirted water all over myself.
Brian Koberger, multiple weapons possibly used in the student murders. Yikes. You know the Moscow murders that happened in Idaho? Those horrible murders.
Right. That guy looks like a serial killer.
God, he's awful. You know I'm going to the town right next to it tomorrow. Pullman, Washington. Doing a little solo road trip.
Wow. Yeah. To do what? What are you doing?
See a buddy. See a buddy, childhood friend. And just something to do, quite frankly.
You're like paying off somebody that you owed money to for like
no, 10 years. Not true, man. I paid those off a couple years ago. I'm good.
By the way, whenever you post on Instagram, like a reel or something like that, I did this one time where I was like, posted like you owe me money, but I always have the urge to like I think it's so funny that your like persona online is like
it's like deeply in debt
is deeply in debt and is like avoiding somebody. I don't know why it's like the funniest thing to me. I always want to comment it.
Comment that, man. I'll allow it.
That could be a part of the lore is that, you know, there's a guy kind of like hunting you down and
trying to take my ass out.
You should be more in danger. I know you were in the last one, but like, okay. I'm like somebody
be running from something.
Yeah.
You want to see real fear in that guy's eyes.
Yeah. I want to see you like with like night vision, sort of Blair Witch Project style in the woods.
Jesus Christ.
Running. I know we always talk about we're pretty, I feel like we're privileged to not be very afraid in our lives, but I mean, I'm sure I've asked this on here before, but Nate, when was the last time you were very, very, very afraid?
Okay, refreshing.
Scared?
Zoom. Scared. Like, whatever. Like that.
You know what? Well, last night I got scared, actually.
Fuck. Why?
To the point where I just heard like a thud, you know, like in my apartment. And I was just like, I always think somebody's going to break into my apartment.
Well, you guys leave the door on fully unlocked.
No, I don't. Not, no, oh, you've locked not it anymore.
This is not crazy. Anymore. This is like a Faraday cage.
Ever since my car got stolen, and I'm a legal case with this, with this individual. This point,
slowly getting onto a page.
I think that I'm going to get hunted down. Go back by somebody to the point where there was a thud, and it was just my cat, like just jumping moving around all crazy. But the golf club, I sleep with a golf club like next to me, just in case. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Which club?
A putter. You know, I'm going to go light you on them. I don't need a driver or like a 7-iron, like just.
But putter, bro, I'm afraid the putter will hit and go bend.
And bend?
Yeah.
You haven't seen this putter. This is a heavy duty putter, man. This is not fucking bending.
It's a vintage 70s rusty putter.
It kind of is. They're is not it from that box?
Is it from that?
It's
yeah. Is it from that tall cardboard box?
Absolutely.
To everyone.
By the way, I think you have some of my clubs still.
Where would they be?
I think I left them in your car, and then I think you just maybe moved them to your storage. Do you remember doing that at all?
They might be in the garage. We'll have to check.
Anyways.
But we need to do a short film about your guy who goes to the driving range with a tall cardboard box of old 70s clubs instead of having a little, you know, what do you call it?
I need my fucking... my dad sent me, or he told me he's going to send me his golf clubs, and he never did.
He promised you a lot in your life.
Yeah.
He keeps on promising. what kind of clubs are they?
They're actually, they're custom clubs that my grandfather made for him. Okay. And, this is actually a point of contention with me and my father the last time I was in home.
What's so contentious?
I asked my dad, can I, you know, have the golf clubs? And he said, yeah. So I packed them up in that box that you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we have two sets of golf clubs. There's one really, really busted, fucked up clubs in the basement of my dad's condo. And I thought that he was talking about his clubs. Cause I asked him, I was like, when's the last time you golfed? And he was like, I don't know, like 10 years ago. Like it's been like a decade since he's golfed. Okay.
Since he's whacked one. Yeah.
Since he's whacked one, since he's really fucking swang that thing. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I assumed that he was like, yeah, you can just have my clubs. Like, I don't care about golf. So I pack up these clubs, his clubs, and he's like, okay, cool. He opens up the box and he's like, what the fuck? These are my clubs. Like, got really
you got
like,
pissed.
He got pissed at me. And right, I guess maybe rightfully so, because he thought I was taking the
stealing. He thought you were stealing the clubs.
Yeah, he thought I was stealing.
Is that the last time you guys got in a tiff?
I think so. It wasn't crazy, but like it felt like that, like childhood.
It was awkward.
Like, yeah, where you're just getting punished. You know what I'm saying? Were you disappointing your father?
Oh yeah, hello, we're seeing a really. It feels like you guys are on Mars with the grain. Oh no, it's looking clear. What's up, Veronica? Doing amazing.
Here we go. The internet.
Hey, how are you guys
right now? It's fucking coming in.
Wow. I think we're going to be getting a crazy echo on that, Jack.
Oh.
No, no.
Are you? Is this? Is that sarcasm? Right, right.
Well, it's so she can hear it.
How's upstate, Veronica?
It's just gonna have to be what it is for the moment.
Please,
guys, I wanted to give you some celebrity gossip, and I don't know if you've already, if you know this. Apparently, Kid Laroi and Tate McRae broke up.
Yeah, that's one of the last things I want to hear. That's awful.
That's devastating.
Horrible. No, and it's pissing me off to even think about that.
Did you hear about this? I predicted this. I did. My prediction is she's going to get with an older man next. Like, she's not 20. Super old, but like, she's what, 20? Like 33.
She's 22. I don't recognize her. I don't recognize Tate McRae. What is she known for? Dancing? What is Tate McRae known for?
What? She's a phenomenal dancer, actress, pop star. She's a pop star, dancer, actress. There's no actress. She's phenomenal, you guys. You need to... If there's anything I'm going to do on this podcast, I'm going to put you on Tate McRae. She is Britney Spears in reincarnated. And
does she support LGBT? Honestly,
even better dancer, because she's a dancer first.
She sounds like I can't from believe the you don't know who
Tate McRae is.
Tate McRae?
Does she support LGBT?
She's from Calgary.
Of course.
Then I'm in.
Yes, guys, you're millennials showing.
The best generation, by the way.
It was never going to work, though. It was never going to work, Tate McRae. And
Tim.
They don't know who she is.
It was never going to work, man. She's Tate McRae's a Cancer. Right. Kid Laroi's a Leo. Oh, it would never work.
That makes sense.
Cancer to the pop industry. It's a mismatch. Just kidding. I love her.
Kyle, are you about to be in PDX with me, man? PDX?
Am I doing a good job as a speaker and a microphone?
What's everyone's on? I have a question for you three. So you guys are Eric shooting. Frozen? Now Eric's fucking the internet is out. So Jesus busted. Christ. This is literally the worst podcast.
We
it's
so
ever
good to
been.
See you guys though. Even just Mate, from
there's no there's nothing this there's, connection it can't too. Get worse than this.
Just hear your guys' voices.
This is insane. Jesus fucking Christ.
This is so bad.
Having guests too is insane. Or like for a second.
This has been a train wreck. We might need to switch topics to train wreck. How to do crisis. What would you call that?
Okay, I have a
crisis
question.
Management.
I have a question for you three. So you guys are on set bullets. Right now for a movie or a project. So I don't know if we can talk about it at all. But what's everybody's on-set demeanor?
Can't say whether it's a movie or a book, yeah.
What was the question?
Oh, Nate said, what is everybody's on-set demeanor? Do you want me to tell him?
Yeah, you go. You go first.
We haven't started shooting. Oh, wait, but you wanted... Well, what were you going to say?
No, you because you had an idea. I was just going to be honest.
That was my idea was to be honest.
So you don't know.
Tell Nate, we haven't started shooting yet, so we don't know.
But
right. Yeah, I love
guess,
that.
I'm gonna guess what Jack's gonna be like, or that's my. I'm gonna guess. Jack is gonna be. I think he's gonna crush. I really do. This is the. I think he's gonna crush it, but I think it's gonna be.
Yeah.
All about the laughs. Yeah. It's gonna be about improv. It's gonna. I think you're going to be chatty, but then you're going to go, like, you're not going to be in a corner running over your lines. And I think you're going to be a set favorite for a lot of the crew
like
members because you're such a stand up guy.
Well, I just want everybody to know I'm not going to do any improv. I stick religiously to the vision and the text of the author. This is literally, when I'm a comedian, I'm a comedian and I'll bring my voice into it. But when I'm acting, trust me, my ego's out the window. I'm not a comedian anymore. I'm this character and I'm here to literally service the vision.
Well, and
I need
to say something too.
I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Me and Kyle are going to be in a movie together as well.
Unless I get an idea.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That's right. Isn't
what
that right,
movie?
Kyle?
What movie?
Go ahead.
Wait, yeah, go ahead. Go first.
Tell him.
What's going on?
No, you go first.
These guys are in the James Franco rebound piece. They're a little shy to say it, but
yeah.
They're doing a cold plunge version of Hot Tub Time Machine.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Cold plunge time machine?
A cold plunge version.
Well, I do, man. I do. You
don't want to talk about it?
I can't read the vibe.
What's up? Well, I do,
man. What is happening right now?
There's some tension between Kyle and Eric right now.
There's no tension, bro.
You guys have been some shit.
Everybody knows about the beef going on between you two. Everyone knows about it.
No, there's no beef, man. We squashed it.
Everybody knows about the beef.
Well, sadly,
it was over a woman. I know that.
There was beef. There was beef.
Yeah, it's nothing now.
It's non-existent. Gone. We've gone vegan with our beef.
And let's just say her name rhymes with.
Well, fuck yeah.
Fargo Bobby.
Millie Bobby Brown. Or?
Are you guys excited for Stranger Things? Can we talk about Stranger Things?
Figure out
this. The final season. Are you guys excited for Stranger Things? Can we the final season, bros.
What's that mean? Are we excited for it? The final season. Oh, I didn't realize.
I thought it ended years ago, but knowing this, I'm going to binge the hell out of it,
Kyle,
and catch up.
What about you, brother? Netflix.
Netflix, dude.
What network is that for?
Ridiculous.
Netflix. I've seen seasons 1, 2, and 3. I missed 4, so I do have to catch up. But I'm excited to see
Finn is giving it his all this season.
He's putting his whole fucking pussy into mm-hmm. that fucking shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just hope they escape the upside down this season.
I feel like I'm in the upside down with the political climate. Personally, what I can't wait is to see these arcs come to a close that have been rewarding as long-term season arcs while still getting the episodic balance and some interpersonal relationships that have been rewarding that made me want to follow these characters throughout multiple seasons.
I hope Eleven eats a lot of Eggos in this season.
Can you guys walk?
Can I ask what the bit you guys were doing earlier was? You came in crying.
Tate McRae broke up with Kid Leroy.
I was upset about it, but then I realized I was talking to a bunch of 50-year-olds. I really like you guys. I love you guys as comedians.
I love your work. I think you guys are very talented, but I don't like being disrespected on my own fucking podcast.
I'm sorry. I do respect the older generation. I love you guys. I'm sorry. I want to squash the beef.
We
want to
squash with you guys.
Can I ask a question about the podcast?
Please.
So Jack has his Chase
that's
bank
very
account.
Much
yeah,
part of
the end. We go into like where we're going on behind the scenes.
We go into our checking balance.
There's a checking account. A big segment. Yeah. A lot of people are really like hiding how much money they make. They're trying to Mark Zuckerberg. I only wear fucking Birkenstocks and Carhartt jackets. We are very honest about how much insane money we're making from this. Literally $800s. Yeah, $800 each a month. I'm saying multiple 800s. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Borderline 2.5.
That's right.
2.5 800s. Is that right? It's probably close to that.
Can you guys walk us through?
Yeah, dude.
Why don't you guys just talk for a while?
What do you want to know else?
What you guys are gonna have for dinner today, and what's for lunch?
These headphones, by the way, are really hurting.
I do fear that the echo
is gonna
make this
digging into my head.
Okay.
Okay. Really? Wait. Just close it. Okay, did you tell them about how we went to the fair yesterday?
I teased it.
We went to the Ferris ride. We have three goldfish, you guys. Oh. Can we show them?
Please
get them. We won three goldfish live. Wow. We're going to go get them.
That was going to be my joy. I got three fish. Go get them. We didn't name them yet. Please, y'all want to name them? We can name them Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's for sure.
The fish smell from the head.
Stink like shit.
One dead?
No,
they're just swimming around. They didn't really eat the food I gave them earlier, so it looks kind of dirty.
Kyle dropped some crackers.
Are they in the plastic?
They're alive. Very alive.
Very alive, swimming around in crackers, as you can see.
Hold that. Yeah, hold that right over the
keyboard.
Wow.
So
beautiful.
Wow. Are they coming back to Brooklyn, or are you sentencing them to death in upstate New York?
Three fishies. They might come back to Brooklyn. Yeah, we might release them in the East River.
Put a GoPro on.
See what happens in the news. Because I feel like that's an invasive species.
Yeah.
Put a GoPro on it. Yeah. So if you like it, then you should put a GoPro on it.
My big question that hasn't been answered yet is,
imagine. You know that's how Connor O'Malley proposed this girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we have for dinner tonight?
Some trout.
Fish.
Some New York trout.
Fish.
Yeah. And for dessert.
Okay.
I.
All right, get out. I don't play with Polly. I don't do the Polly stuff. I have a girl who I'm demented related to. Not Jesus. Not what I meant.
We're gonna go. We love you guys, and thank you for having us on the podcast. And hey, maybe one day I'll have a pair of headsets and do this thing for real one day. But also, and I respect you guys.
You,
and you're
you,
not
Veronica.
50. I know
thank
you're
you.
24, and I love you guys.
Wow.
Bye. Tell them bye. Tell them bye first, yeah. Jack.
Oof. They're just standing there looking at me now. Oh, they said both said bye.
That was
Julio,
incredible.
Do you think that
will
be
celebrity
the most,
just celebrity?
Do you think that'll be the most
unlistenable
segment of all time with the echo?
Maybe. Yeah.
That's
maybe
okay.
I could just
put the beginning part of the episode back over that. And, just
right.
To cover for the
this,
audio.
Yeah, we might need to leak that.
This might take the cake for one of the most busted episodes.
This is fucked up.
We've been on a streak. We've been on a hot streak because the last episode we did whispering, and I think Eric, your audio
and my
was
mic
like
was
fucked
gone
up too.
Yeah, it's
and
no
Eric
problem.
We're on a fucking roll,
far
dude.
Away. And I'm sad too, man. I'm sad because I was really excited for this today. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm a little like sad and disappointed because I wanted to really tuck in with you guys and have a great episode. I had a great riff idea right when my internet cut out.
Oh, let's hear
it. Said, there should be Oscars for animals. And I was going to say, I remember this. I was going to say, there is an Oscars for animals. Oscar Meyer.
Wow.
Boy,
damn. That's real too.
In your hood. What the fuck is, you know what I'm saying? And
I just mean that's
none
real
of that's
commentary
happen.
On how we treat and value animals. We use them for meat and we don't celebrate their uniqueness. Oscar Meyer is a meat market, bro.
So what can we do to, it's literally a meat market. They are platonically sex trafficking meat.
Exactly.
And that's not cool to even think about. How could
we
save
don't
this?
Save it. We just say,
possibly
like,
make this
hey, listen,
okay to put online.
We're raw. We bleed red blood as well, guys. Like sometimes we mess up, and sometimes internet in upstate New York like doesn't work quite right. And Jack's headphones leak audio echo onto the track for about 12 to 15 minutes.
And
that's
also,
no
this
problem.
Is a. This is actually a metaphor for life right now. I'm
exactly
discovering, because what we're doing right now is we're surrendering to what is. And I think a lot of people can, just learn from that. You know, can apply that to their own life. Just accept it. If your life is fucked up, if your life is twisted, just surrender.
We should
accept
it.
Say yeah.
Maybe this
my
is
life down. Is fucked up right now.
Bow down.
How about we call it a phrase? You know what? if this episode's like, you know, the TMZ files or TMZ episode 3, you know, you say, you know what, today I'm having a TMZ day, but let me think back to the parable of the time when things weren't all right for the Joy Tactics guys and how they didn't exactly. try to get over it. They tried to go through it and get through it. And I hate to say it, I'm never going to say this again, but sometimes the worst podcast you could record is the best you could have done.
Right.
The worst podcast you've ever recorded is the best you could have done.
That's exactly right.
Well, I don't think it's going to.
Nate, remember when you used to do Joe Biden poop?
The poop in a cup. Poop in a cup. Viral sensation. Joe Biden or a little bit of poop in the cup? People loved the fuck out of that
shit. Yeah, people like that. How many likes did that get?
Viral on TikTok and Instagram.
That was fucking funny.
That fucking just spoke to that. That's called satire right there. Deep satire. I mean, what were you satirizing? If you can't decipher what I was satirizing there,
what politically upset you?
You need to just think a little bit about, you know, the state of the world and where we're headed.
You saw everything going.
There's just a lot. I mean, I could write a whole essay about this, which I might, but yeah, there's a lot of metaphors and.
You well, you Donald said Trump it, is but similar to poop.
Yeah,
in a cup.
I'm gonna let people decide for themselves because a lot of art is people walking away and having their own opinion. I want people to have their own reaction and their own interpretation of my art. Okay.
You want me to ask you just a random fucking question? How long do you think you could keep Ja Rule entertained?
That is a great. I really thought that is one of the best random questions I've ever heard.
How quickly
I wasn't expecting
would you start,
the quality from that. That was great, dude.
How quickly would you start using your body and doing different, contorting it in different ways? I bet it would take 2 minutes for you to start putting your head, your legs behind your head. All right, we got to say what gave us. We got to land the plane and say what gave us joy here, guys. What? Jack.
All right. Well, mine was going to be the fish, but now I'm going to tell people about my car overheating. I was driving from New York City to New Paltz, where there's a school here, I think. SUNY? I don't know. But yeah, my car was overheating. The engine wasn't firing. And it was on the literal last hill of this 2.5 hour road trip. And God took, literally Jesus took the wheel and I put it in neutral and I've never come so close, dude. If this was a fucking short animated film for children, the tension would be so high when you're seeing that car and wondering whether it's going to get in the driveway. Barely got in the driveway. So
God came through for
that's
you.
That's what gave me joy.
Amazing.
What gave me joy?
Nate? Eric? Jesus taking the wheel.
Oh, I would say the hotel I'm staying at in Portland, it has a sauna and a pool and spa in it. And there was a night where I had a little date night with myself where I went to the sauna. And, bro, this was, I would say, made for me because you could go swim in the pool after going in the sauna and the steam room cold plunge. And you go lay in a pool with a beer. And there was a R&B cover band that was playing right next to the pool, to the people in the pool. And they were playing like Erykah Badu and everyone was, it was very like, very Portland, but I was kind of just losing myself in the moment. And then I took myself out to dinner and I read my book at a bar and yeah, it's a mezcal, I'll put it that way, in a quesadilla.
Wow.
With blue maize, blue corn quesadilla. You know about
you're
that?
Like unleashed right guys, now. I feel like you're off the leash. You know what I'm saying? Like
I know.
Really living tell, right? life.
I don't take shit from anyone anymore either. That stopped.
I kind of can't believe you didn't film this whole evening.
I don't film stuff for content how to anymore, on how to man.
Have a great night okay. with yourself on a date, a solo date. Saying that with your foot coming straight up in the back.
Well, that's what gave me joy, Nate.
And I've hated on this brand, and I brought it up on the podcast, but I don't know. I don't get Liquid Death, you know, the still mm-hmm. water. I'll just make that clear.
Right.
And I'm never buying Liquid Death ever, ever. I'll drink it if it's mm-hmm. at, you know, the function or something, but mm-hmm. I just don't see the value of it. But I got the, their flavored like sparkling water, and it's hitting like crazy. Liquid Death Cherry Obituary. I mean, this shit is fuck. Enough. Well, here's what it is. It has 2 grams of sugar in it. Okay. So it's like a little sweeter than your average sparkling water, but it's really fucking good. This one's really good too. Squeezed to Death, the orange one. Delicious.
Dude, we are. I mean, this is amazing, Nate, but it's funny that a lot of podcasts would like, you know.
I really like the flavored ones. I'm
imagining we're like really being like, what gave me joy this week is Dude Wipes.
Like, and I'm drinking Celsius too.
I'm like, not looking around. I like this stuff. Bet online. Honestly, we're talking about Liquid Death. BetOnline.ag. Like,
yeah,
we're doing athletics.
We're so ready for any corporation to just hit us up about anything.
Cherry Obituary.
Well, it's another busted one.
They don't
it's another
need
busted another episode, but we appreciate you guys sticking it out with us and just continuing to listen and support. So thank you guys.
All right, everybody.
Yeah.
Have an amazing
All
week.
All right. Peace out.
And we'll get
see
it.
You Thursday on the Patreon episode. Bye.
All right.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.